Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to another program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying, but you and I can work together to win the lost. This is Sister Sharon Knotts encouraging you to stay tuned for a very special message by my father, Brother Hardy. If you have wondered why you cannot seem to maintain a spiritual level of liberty in your walk with Christ, if you sometimes have difficulty overcoming your fleshly desires, if you want to do more than breakthrough, you want to stay through, this message is for you. The message is entitled, One More Time. Let's join Brother Hardy now for One More Time.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. The Word of God. Jesus told me everything's going to be all right. Come on, give Him a clap also. You know, the old devil, he tries to make you discouraged. One of the things he's been trying to discourage me on is people letting up and not coming to church. I'm really concerned. Even tonight's congregation, people are backsliding. Can't stand to be blessed. Man, ain't no time to let up now. Ain't no time to backslide now. Now, when I talk about backslide, there are degrees of backslide. Till you can go all the way in the world. Say, what do you mean, Brother Hardy? Backslide means you fail to do the things you used to do. Because you won't backslide overnight into the world. You do a little bit gradual. You break that pattern. You let up. See, some people, they start letting up Wednesday night. Then pretty soon it's Friday night. Pretty soon, only time they come in Sunday. Then it's not very hard for the devil to knock them out Sunday morning. Then a couple weeks they're gone.
Come on now.
Man, you got to fight. This is a fight. You don't let nobody take your crown. What did Jesus say? One of the last things to the church. He said, hold thou fast what thou hast. Let no one take your crown. And that's a warning. There's a warning out there that someone is trying to take your crown of victory. Take your overcoming crown. And take your crown of life. If you let him, the devil will walk all over you. And once you start retreating, once you start yielding to him, then you just set it in motion like a snowball or an avalanche. Brother, you got to fight this thing. You're not going to make the heaven unless you fight. Somebody said, you mean to tell me I got to fight to get saved? No, you got to fight to stay saved. Getting saved is the easiest part. You know, having evangelistic ministry and getting people saved, that's the easiest thing. You get a crowd out there, God sets the conviction. You preach a convicting message, God gets them saved. Brother, that's the easy thing. But keeping them saved and making them a productive Christian, that's the hard part. How many say amen? How many hears me? Brother, I'm going to make it. Amen. If you could bet, then you need to lay odds on that Hardy's going to make it. Because I got my mind made up. David said, my mind is made up. My heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. I'm going to make it. If it's a rosy way, the flowery way, amen. But I know it's not going to be. How many say amen? But whatever it takes, if I have to fight the devil, every centimeter, every inch of the way, I'm going to make it. And I'm not going to let the devil take my ground. And I'm not going to fight the same fight for the same ground. I'm going to go on a deeper depth at higher heights. And that is same end. There ain't no time to let up now. Brother, you can look everywhere you look. Everywhere you look is saying Jesus is coming. I said you can look at the weather, it's Jesus coming. You can look at the world, it's saying Jesus is coming. You look at the church, it's saying Jesus is coming. Brother, I'm not going to let up. I'm going to press my way in. He said press. Huh? Press toward the mark. That word mark in the Greek is the goal line. It don't make any difference if you enter every race in the world. If you don't finish the line, if you don't get across the goal line, it don't matter. In football, you can run 99 yards, but if you don't go that other 1 yard, it don't matter. Amen. And say amen. Huh? You can hit the ball and run around all the bases, but if he tags you out at the plate, it don't matter. I'm going to run. Paul said, I'm going to run. I'm going to fight. Amen. And say amen. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life. I'm going to not let the devil take it. I'm not going to move back. I'm going up higher. Now, you don't stand still in the Lord. You're either progressing or regressing. You're either going in the higher heights and deeper depths, or you're going back, you're backsliding. You're not doing the things that you used to. Then you stay in that little place a while, and then you backslide a little bit more. And that is saying, amen. And gradually you'll get all the way over here. You're nothing like you were when you were on fire. Jesus indicted one church and said in Revelations, said, I tell you to repent and do your first works over. You know how you felt when you first got saved? You wanted to get into church. You wanted to hear the word of God. You couldn't wait till it was prayer time. Amen. Say amen. Huh? You couldn't wait to get in the word. You couldn't wait to tell somebody about Jesus. Oh, what's the matter, brother? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You should love him more. I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to know more. I don't want to get in the world. I don't want to be around that motley crowd. I don't want to be around those carnal people full of all their unrighteousness, ungodliness, filthy talk. And that is saying, amen. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to be like Enoch. And the day that we're living in was in like the day of Enoch, right before God sent the flood. Amen. And say amen. I want to walk with God. And one of these days, they're going to look for me. But I'm going to be gone. Because I'm going to walk right on into God's house. Hey, shake yourself. Sometimes you got to shake yourself. Not let the devil put you over. He's not going to rob my prayer time. He's not going to rob my Bible study. He's not going to keep me out of church. Oh, you're so tired before church, but then at 15 minutes after church and after the church bus goes, then you're full of life, huh? Then the devil's got carnal things for you. You ain't liking me tonight, but I got a feeling. I'm going to preach, brother. You know you're miserable. Carnal and miserable. And like I say it, it's the truth. Some people got just enough salvation to be miserable. They know that they should do more and they're not doing it. They're scared to death to go all the way into the world.
Come on now.
And they won't go all the way for God. And they're in between. And they got the Holy Ghost pulling this way. And they got the devil pulling this way, and they're tore apart. You got to let go of one of them. To get momentarily peace, you got to let go. You can let go of God for a time, get momentarily peace until the devil got that trap, till he gets you empty. And the classic example in the Bible is Samson. You'd have thought Samson would have appreciated the anointing on him. He was the only one in Israel, the only one on the face of the earth that the Spirit of God would follow on him mightily. He was invincible by the power of God. Satan couldn't do anything with him. They surrounded the city.
Come on.
Said, we got him, and at daybreak we're going to get him. God woke him up.
Yeah.
City was surrounded. They were kind of napping. The gigantic gates were closed. We got our enemy, supposed to be the servant of Jehovah, mighty and strong. No, Samson went and grabbed them two gates. Now I'm talking about gates maybe 40 feet high. How many say amen?
Yeah.
I'm talking about gates that are tons and tons of weight. He grabbed one in one hand and grabbed the other in the other hand and said, oh God! How many say amen? And God heard his prayer. And the power of God came on him and he picked them gates up. And not only did he walked up a hill. He walked up the mountain in front of that city and planted those gates as a mighty memorial to the mighty delivering power of God. By God's Spirit. He was invincible, for it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's only the Spirit of God that makes you strong and invincible. When the enemy comes in like the flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift them a standard. But if you have leaked out, there is no one to lift a standard up.
Amen. I trust that you are being spiritually informed by this powerful, eye-opening, devil-chasing, flesh-crucifying message by Brother Hardy one more time. Saints, do you find yourself struggling to maintain your spiritual liberty in Christ? Are you always being pulled by your fleshly desires? The scripture says that the spirit lusteth against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. These two are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Does your soul long to walk in the anointing daily renewed by God's Spirit? Well, this message is for you. It will show you how to avoid the pitfalls and strategies that Satan, our adversary, uses to bind us when we give place to him. The Bible says, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This message, one more time, is a must for you if you want to walk in liberty and victory. It is available on both cassette and CD. For your love gift of at least $10 and asking for offer number 230 CD, we'll send you the CD. Ask for offer number 230 T and we'll send you the cassette tape of One More Time. And that's offer number 230. Write Brother Hardy and enclose the minimum love offering of $10 and request offer number 230. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.